Hello.
Hello, good evening, Mr. Richard Holdway.
Who's calling?
My name is Joe, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything at all. I'm just conducting a survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Now, Mr. Holdway, your name was chosen at random, and I'll be brief, okay? Can you spare me a couple of minutes? Okay, I do appreciate it. Now, Mr. Holdway, first of all, I got to make sure that you are 18 years old. You are over 18, correct?
Oh, yeah.
And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or a 50-50 chance?
You know, I'm getting disgusted with what's going on in Washington, so it's now a 50-50 chance.
Okay. What is your age, Mr. Holdway, if you don't mind me asking?
66.
Thank you. Sound young. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White, German, okay. And English.
Okay. Now, and please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number
between
0 and
0.
Okay. Yeah. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay. Now, in which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? I'm going to read you a list. Please pick two. Immigration and border security, climate change and environmental issues, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, crime and violence, health care costs, improving K through 12 public school education, protecting our democracy and freedoms, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, gun regulation and reform, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, inflation and the economy, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable.
And I can only pick two, huh? Yeah, we have a lot to work towards. Oh, good God.
I know, Mr. Holdway, I know to you probably they're all important, but
they are.
Yeah, they are, and
you know what's most important?
Yes.
Is our government officials stop playing games and start governing and taking care of society, but right now all they're doing is playing politics. And that's the part that pisses me off the most.
Okay.
But you know, all those things. I mean, the politicians are doing a great job of dividing us, which pisses me off.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't have anything positive to say about politicians. If anything, I'd want to vote them all out and start all over again. They're a bunch of crooks.
Okay, would you want me to repeat them and you just...
Yeah, if you could real quick, and I'll stop you on a couple of...
Immigration and border security.
That's definitely one.
Okay. Climate change and environmental issues.
It's important, but not the top.
Standing up and fighting against racial discrimination.
That's
crime,
important, but not the top.
Crime and violence.
Crime and violence is another one. Yeah, you can put that down.
Okay, thank you. Let's move forward so I can get you back to your evening. Now, in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Worse.
And I'm thinking about race relations in America today. Do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I think we're getting worse.
And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
I don't in my daily life, but I know it's around and it bothers me.
So... would you say not often, not at all, often?
Not at all. In my daily life, I really don't. I'm retired, so I don't really.
Okay. And how often would you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Often, often.
Often? Okay. Moving forward, would you say you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
I would hope we all have the same rights.
So you have much more, somewhat more?
I think we all have the same rights.
Okay. Now, Mr. Holway, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organization using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0, that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. Now, if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Joe Biden.
0.
Black Lives Matter.
You know, that one really pisses me off because it's an organization that's trying to take advantage of the population for money and power. They're not doing what we need to do to take care of racism.
Okay.
So I would say 0 on that.
Okay, what about
the right thing.
Colonel West?
I don't know who Colonel West is.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. Yes, I do. 0. 0. That's stupid.
Okay. Okay. What about Tim Scott?
Don't know him.
Okay. What about Donald Trump?
There's something off too. they're all pissing me off. I'd give him 25.
25. The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights.
There is one. They're not doing their job, so I'd give them 0.
The National Rifle Association, or NRA.
I don't think they're doing a good job either, so I'd give them maybe 25.
And the Republican Party?
I don't think any of them are doing well, so I'd give them 25.
Okay, moving forward. Still a long way off, but if the election were for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, and Independent Colonel West, would you vote for Donald Trump, Joe Biden, or Colonel West?
Yeah, this is a tough one because you sound very young. I have never voted for anybody because I don't like any of them. I think they're all crooks. So I always vote against. I really do. It's sad.
How old do you think I am, if you don't mind me asking?
Probably in your 20s.
I'm 50. I'm 50.
Get the fuck out of here. Really?
Yeah,
well,
Okay,
so I hate Donald Trump, but I would have to vote for him because I think his policies are better than what's happening with the Democrats.
Okay.
Policies.
So Donald Trump is okay. Now, how worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
I am very worried about it because, again, I think our politicians are dividing us rather than trying to find means to bring us together.
Okay, Mr.
Holman. It really pisses me off.
Now, I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. America is on the path to another civil war. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I somewhat agree.
American democracy is under major threat now.
I agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Your heritage, traditions, and cultural identity is under attack in America.
I strongly agree.
Thank you. Gay marriage should be a legally protected right in this country.
Strongly agree.
The government should do more to lessen racial inequality and society.
Strongly agree.
Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
Somewhat agree.
Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society.
Somewhat agree.
Moving forward, In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black people and minority students in on college campuses and in employment?
This is a tough one because I don't like the way they're doing it. My thought has always been companies and people that are very successful and fortunate should be going into communities and helping people with after-school programs and helping education. This is all about education, but by just appointing somebody just because they're white or Asian or black, that's not right either. So it's
It should be fair. Okay. So would you support this or oppose to what I just read?
I'd oppose it because I don't like what affirmative action
strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, moving forward. Now, sir, I'm going to read you. I'm almost done. I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about our country. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement B, some people say America's strength is its diversity, that we are a nation defined by the different people who have come together and put truth to the ideal that we the people can accomplish anything together. But we cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting out groups of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunity to all our citizens so that they might all contribute to the strength of America. That's statement B, okay? Now, statement A reads, other people say America's strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founders and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than uniting with us for solutions today. Diversity should not be a consideration for a job or admission to college. Our government should treat us as individuals and allow us the freedom to make our own choices. Which of the two statements do you agree with more?
Those are both tough because they have pros and cons in both of them. I would hope that our strength of coming together would be much more strong. So I would say B.
B. Much more B. Okay, moving forward. Now, I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are very important to for our democracy to survive. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you think it's extremely important. 5 means you think it's somewhat important, and 0 means you do not think it is important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Police that treat everyone the same.
10.
I'm sorry?
10.
10, okay.
Yeah.
Equal economic opportunity for all.
10.
Ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting.
10.
Immigration to this country.
You didn't say legal. That's what bothers me. So, you know, that's a tough one because I'm going to say 0 on that because
okay.
I think, you know, we can't go to any other country in the world, so people should have to come here legally.
Okay, now, I want you to keep in mind that your answers are strictly confidential. And
yeah.
Okay? And this what matters is your opinion. Now, freedom to protest the police or government, against the police or government.
I think everybody should have the freedom to protest anybody as long as it's peaceful protests.
Okay. So, from 0 to 10, how would you rate it?
I'm going to say 7 because sometimes I get out of hand.
What about a commitment to Christian ideals?
You know, I think that's more of a 2. I mean, I think politics and religion should be totally separate.
Okay.
Religion is a person's choice, and that's their preference, and their right. Leave them alone.
What about the right to bear arms?
I'm not sure if I'd say maybe a 5 on that one.
Okay.
Regulations.
Now, I'm at 90% finished already. Now, I'm going to read you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate it from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with this statement, Five means you somewhat agree with the statement, and zero means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between zero and 10. America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own rights may not be at risk yet, this is a slippery slope. And if we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents.
Ten.
Every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future. But sadly, this is not the case for many lower income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind.
Ten.
Now, sir, and Mr. Holbrook, in the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential election from 0 to 10. 0, not at all motivated. 10, extremely motivated.
I'm really not motivated. 0.
0, okay. And switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are just for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 1 through 11th grade, high school?
Bachelor's degree.
Yeah. Oh, wow, okay. Now, are you married, unmarried with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
Divorced.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living? No.
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Moderate. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Never.
And how would you describe the area where you live in? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Good God, it's small town, so you can't say urban. You don't have a section for small town. it's not suburban either. I guess you have to say it's not really a city. I live in Palm Springs, California. That's not a big city, but it's not a suburb.
That's for a summer break, am I right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
So, I guess you have to say it's a suburb because it's a suburb of L.A., I think.
Now, Mr. Holway, this is the last question. I do apologize, but it's on the survey, and I have to ask her. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
I do.
Okay. Now, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. And, Mr. Holway, I've had a great time talking to you. It's been a very
interesting conversation. Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
What political preference is behind the survey?
Well, this is independent, sir. This is independent.
Is it independent, really?
Yeah. This is. You could check us out on the website. It's called National Opinion Surveys. Okay. This is independent. It's not being helped, or it's not being
promoted.
It's not being promoted by anybody. No, this is independent. Okay.
You must get a lot of interesting responses.
Yes, you know what? I do. You know, I do get it. And I do have a lot of conversation with a lot of people. I like this. I like doing this.
If I can ask you to do something or help you. So I used to do a lot of telephone calling myself. I was a financial advisor. I had to get clients.
Okay.
And so the very first thing I was taught to say when I called somebody is ask them if they had a couple of minutes for a conversation. If they said no, I'd say, okay, is there a better time I can call you and get off the phone? So it takes their heightened, their awareness, you know, this arrogance way down.
Yes.
And you get more people to talk to you.
Yes.
But I'm sure you're probably finding out that people from different parts of this world, if we got together and just talked about issues and common areas, we could all get along.
This would be a lot better country.
And, but for some reason, our politicians are trying to get us to hate each other.
Yeah. Okay, Mr. Howard, thank you for your time. Enjoy the rest of your evening, okay?
You too. Good night.
Bye-bye.